playoff hockey tonight as the Maine Black Bears take on Merrimack. To let us know what to expect tonight, we're joined by the voice of the Bears, John Shields. Hello, John.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Carrie. Bruce is there, too. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Doing great. Good to hear you.
It's Wednesday. It feels like it should be Friday.
I know. My whole operation is on edge here. I have no idea what day it is. No, it's a Wednesday, but it's the opening round of the hockey's playoffs, and we're in North Andover, Mass., ready to go.
Well, let's talk, before tonight's game, let's talk about the last game of the regular season and, well, apparently the impact of the pep talk you gave the team.
Oh, yeah, it's all about my pep talk. It's senior night. They were obviously ready for that. 8 goals on Saturday night, 8 different goal scorers. That's the part that makes me the most optimistic for tonight, is that there was balanced scoring, 8 different goal scorers, and it wasn't just the top line who has played really well. It was every player on the ice had a good game Saturday, including Maine's goalie, Matthew Thiessen. So it was a fun game to call, fun game to watch, and a good way for the seniors to say goodbye to Alphond Arena.
Well, now the playoffs get underway, and they take on a Merrimack team, but as has been the case for a while, not a lot of room there, or a lot more room than there usually would be on the bench. Not a lot of depth for the Maine team as they get ready to head to the postseason.
Yeah, the bench is pretty thin, especially on the defense. You've got Edward Lindelow, who has been a forward his whole Maine hockey career, and he played both games the last weekend against BU as a defenseman, and that will be the plan here tonight. He's done really, really well. And Coach Barr, told us it's a lot more difficult to go from forward back to D. It's easier for a defenseman to move up and be a winger than it is for a forward to move back. But Edward has done it, and he's looked really poised, and it's been impressive. And so far, he seems like he's having fun with it, but they're going to need him tonight for sure.
Well, Maine has played well against Merrimack. What's going to be the key tonight?
Well, they beat them once at Orono. They lost here the last time they were here early February, and that was a game that I think Merrimack just out-muscled Maine. They were much more physical. They came out ready to kind of run over Maine, and that was a 5-0 loss for the Black Bears here at Lawler Rink. So Maine's going to have to go toe-to-toe with them tonight. It's going to be a physical hockey game. I think might be a little more low scoring than the two teams have had before, but Maine's going to have to be physical and ready to get checked into the boards and finish their checks. Also, Maine's got to start strong. Black Bears have struggled the first 5 minutes. I know you and I have talked about that. Coach Barr's talked about that. This first period is going to be critical tonight for Maine to stay in this hockey game, if not jump out to an early lead. But they can't go down early. That's never a good recipe for the Black Bears.
Do you expect Thiessen will be in net again tonight?
Matthew Thiessen will get the start tonight. Yeah, he'll be between the pipes for Maine. And, he earned it last Saturday night. He played a great game. Even with the 8 goals of support, he only allowed 1, played a great hockey game. And the Saturday before in Providence, I thought he played really well there. They lost that game in overtime, but I still thought Matthew Thiessen had a solid Saturday night at Providence. So the last 2 times out, he's looked sharp, and he'll get the chance here tonight in the playoff game.
What can you tell us, John, about the venue tonight and what the environment will be like for the game?
Well, I think this is the second loudest building in Hockey East, if you ask me, after the Alphond. They've got a band. The student band is already setting up their drum set. They've got last time we were here, they had a rock band, and then they have the student pep band in addition, and they were, singing Foo Fighter songs, and this place was loud, very, very loud. The student section was into it. And so far, the workers around here at Lawler Rink and the folks around Merrimack are excited for this game. So I expect they'll have a good crowd here and a loud crowd. And I do know there is a good number of Black Bear fans headed down here to support Maine that will be in the crowd too. So it's going to be a loud one here tonight.
On Saturday night, Johnny, it seemed to me that one of the real keys was that the defensemen were not afraid to get in the play. Brazil, Brunesky. We're ready to jump up and play, and Maine was trying to score constantly. Do you think that that's? I sort of thought that's been one of the issues all year. You got to go out and try and score, just not trying to prevent being scored on.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they drove the net, and they got those dirty goals that we always talk about, just driving the net, getting goals on net, finding ways to score below the dot. And no, 100%. They're going to have to continue that tonight. And that has been a struggle, them getting to the net front. And they did it against Boston University, who was one of the hottest teams in the country, if not the hottest team in the country. I mean, going into Saturday night, Boston University had not trailed a game after two periods since November. So Maine beat a very, very good hockey team last Saturday night, and they beat UMass earlier in the year. So, you know, it's cliche to say anybody can beat anybody, but I really think that's the case in Hockey East this year. And Maine has an opportunity to win this game, but you're right, Bruce. They've got to drive the net, get pucks on the goaltender, and Merrimack's goalie, Hugo Aulis, he's a tall goalie. He's 6'8". He's got the big body net front, but he's 253 pounds, so he takes up a lot of space in net, but he's not the most, he's not the quickest goalie in Hockey East, so that's an opportunity for Maine to drive the net and try to convert some of those rebounds and get on the board, hopefully early.
How much does that 8-1 win over BU add to the confidence going into a game like this?
I think it adds a lot. I think that the players in the locker room have to look at each other and say, "Hey, we put up 8 goals on BU, who everyone was saying was the best team in Hockey East right now. We can do that anytime." It's got to be motivating for them, and you know, just playing the way that Coach Barr wants them to play, and I hopefully they're ready to go and score 8 more.
Yeah, that would be nice. So what time are you on the air?
It's a 7 o'clock face-off tonight here in North Andover, and a 6:30 pregame show.
All right, it's a great week for us. We have back-to-back Shields. We have you today, and your dad coming on tomorrow. So we're pretty happy with things.
Oh yeah, look at that. That's pretty nice. Get the family discount.
And yeah, and when Maine wins tonight, we'll have Silas come on Friday and talk with us.
A force shield.
Okay. You have to be ready. When Silas comes on, you need to be ready to discuss the difference between Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber and then the one that Luke Skywalker built for himself in Return of the Jedi. If you're ready for Star Wars talk, he's your guy.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to that, too. John, thanks for making time for us. Have a great broadcast tonight. Get those Black Bears a win, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, John. John Shields, the voice of Maine Hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. They've got everything from oil changes to engine jobs from Tom Bennett and his experienced crew of local people that you know and trust. Find them online as well at BennettAutoCenter.com. Should be fun tonight. Do you think it's a winnable game, Bruce?
Oh, yeah. Right now, there's nobody in Hockey East that Maine can't beat. I mean, a lot of things have to break their way. They have to great goaltending, but especially those first two lines, man, they've been on fire. And that first line is as good as anybody's.
A lot of fun tonight.